What's up? It's me, Bernard De Broek. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, guys. Let's enjoy. So today, guys, the big problem of this society, and it's worrying, guys. Let me tell you that it is worrying, and it's black and white thinking. Thinking there's only one right answer and sticking to it, because you let your emotions influence your acts. So you get too carried away by your emotions, so that you let your emotions actually decide how you act. And that results into black and white thinking. So let me get an example of myself here, yeah? Something where I am guilty of black and white thinking. And it's a story from, I think, 2 years ago now. Something like that. Well, let me explain. So basically I was having this discussion with my friends about a sentence in the Dutch language. It's really hard to explain in English because the grammar in English is way different than in the Netherlands. But it's something about grammar. So I'm having this discussion with my friends about what is the right usage of a word in this specific sentence. So for the Dutch watchers or listeners, I'd say it's about using jou or jij. Is it jou or jij in deze zin? So that was for the Dutch viewers, so they know what I'm talking about. But so I was having this discussion and I was convinced about my answer. I was like, this is it, man. This is the answer. I know it is. It must be. It should be. And when we asked the teacher, I was wrong. And this is the problem, guys. This is the problem. I'm only thinking about my own answer. I'm like, this must be it. This must be it. And in the emotion of the heat of the moment, I let my emotions carry me away by not thinking about the other side. So I'm thinking, wow, black must be the answer. Well, really, I should think, well, what if black isn't the answer? What if white is the answer? You know, there's two answers. There's not just one that's right. There's two answers. They can both be right, you know? So you have to look at the other answer and compare them. And then think about what is right, what is wrong. But the problem is, with me in this example, I am just focused on the only answer that I think is right, the black. While really I should look at the other side and look at white and think, maybe this is the answer. Maybe this is the answer. What if this is the answer? Compare them. Think about it. Not just think about the one answer. Think about the other answer as well. Look at it in different perspectives. That's really important, guys. That's really important. And that's the problem with the society of today, I think. That's a big problem, really. So let me see. Can I think about a good example of a society making this mistake? Let me think for a second here. Maybe about... Nah, that's not a good example, really. Let me see. Can I think about what? A good one. Maybe about protesting on the street. About police violence. Let's take that as an example. So what you are doing is you're thinking about how can they do that? How can they mistreat somebody, for example? They cannot do that. That's not good. It's bad, actually. But you only look from your own perspective. So you only looking at the black side of this problem. While really, you should also look at the white side of this problem. So not just from your own perspective, but think about the perspective of the policeman. What would they think? Why would they do it? Maybe that's the right answer. Maybe in that perspective, you can come to a decision on which is the right answer. So just think about it, guys. Just think about it. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something. Tune out.